How do you solve a problem like the global debt crisis?
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Stacey Vanek Smith in for Bill Radke. The group of 20 nations has gathered in South Korea today to talk global economic recovery. One major point of controversy is whether banks should be taxed to pay for future bailouts. U.S. Treasury Secretary Timothy Geithner is there. He says he's going to fight that tax. The financial meltdown has had a lot of investors playing it safe, flocking to investments like U.S. Treasury bonds. But the economy's been improving. Unemployment numbers for May are out later this morning, and they're expected to be strong. And now investors are taking on more risk, as John Dimsdale reports.
As a safe investment, Treasury bonds have been in high demand during the recession.
We've had one hell of a rally in the bond market.
Marilyn Cohen is president of Envision Capital Management. She says the flight to safety allowed the Treasury Department to sell government debt cheap. But now that the economy shows signs of recovery, buyers of those notes are turning to riskier investments with potentially higher returns, and yields on those Treasury notes have started to climb.
There will become a time when the institutional investor, who is really, you know, the 800-pound gorilla, will say, you know what, I really have no interest in a 10-year Treasury. I'm going into the equity market, or I'm going into, you know, commodities and or other things.
Cohen says that would force Treasury to offer more enticing returns on government debt to investors. Presumably, though, a stronger economy would also generate more government revenue, and therefore less debt, assuming politicians can control spending. In Washington, I'm John Dimsdale for Marketplace.
Expectations for strong employment numbers boosted by temporary census hiring have global markets looking up this Friday. London's FTSE is up 0.8%. Paris's CAC 40 up 0.9%. Japan elected a new prime minister today. Tokyo's Nikkei index shed 0.1%. U.S. markets closed up yesterday. The Dow Jones Industrial Average climbed a bit to close at 10,255. Walmart is teaming up with an online university to offer discounted degrees to employees. Our own Elisa Roth joins us live from the New York Bureau. Good morning, Elisa.
Good morning.
Elisa, what exactly is Walmart offering?
It's offering its employees a chance to get college credit for work they're already doing. The degree would come from this online for-profit school called American Public University. If you did on-the-job training in something like pricing or inventory management, then you could get credit for it, and you could eventually earn either an associate's degree or a bachelor's degree. Initially, about 200,000 employees would be eligible to get credit for their work, but Walmart says eventually about 70% of its employees would be eligible for the program.
Walmart says it's not getting into the education business, but it has a history of getting into new businesses. Do you see it eventually getting into education?
It's certainly plausible. It's a gas station. It offers some financial services. And it's so big that anything it does can really change the whole landscape. And when it started selling prescription drugs at a discount, the whole industry had to follow. Walmart did write a letter to the Secretary of Education acknowledging that one of its aims with this program is to try some innovative approaches that seem promising. But for the moment, at least, this program is being offered through this partner. It's not Walmart University yet.
Not yet. Elisa Roth in New York. Thanks, Elisa.
You're welcome.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Reputation Defender, monitoring, protecting, and helping improve your online reputation while deleting personal data from websites that sell it. ReputationDefender.com/market. And by Gather.com, the social network where people can make new friends who share their interests. People talking about today's news at news.gather.com. American Public Media presents The Great Textbook War, an American RadioWorks documentary supported by the Batten Institute at the University of Virginia's Darden School of Business. More at AmericanRadioWorks.org.
Gentlemen, start your razors. After months of hype, Gillette's latest razor will hit store shelves this weekend. But it faces some stiff competition. From St. Louis Public Radio, Matt Sepik reports.
This latest version of Gillette's Fusion, the Pro Glide, still has just 6 blades, but you wouldn't know it from the hundreds of millions of dollars Gillette pumped into the razor's design and its marketing.
I am ready to take the Pro Glide!
He is ready!
The ProGlide features thinner blades and better lubrication, but Damon Jones with Gillette parent Procter & Gamble says even the loudest ads aren't enough to make men switch brands.
It's one thing to watch a commercial, but when we put the razor in the hands of guys and they try it, they tell us, wow. So we are really going to depend a lot on the word of mouth.
Meanwhile, Schick, owned by Energizer, is pushing its new Hydro razor just as aggressively. Its selling point is a reservoir of water-activated gel. Lyndall Chu is a marketing professor at the University of Missouri-St. Louis. He says Schick has always been more innovative, even adding tiny clippers to its earlier Quattro line.
This product has a four-blade disposable on one end. It has a hair-cutting tool on the other end. It's operated by a AAA battery.
But despite Schick's technical wizardry, Chu says it'll have to fight hard for shelf space because Gillette's Procter & Gamble dominates the consumer products industry.
They're going very aggressive with these billion-dollar brands that they have and carving out deals that often will wipe out the number two brand, not just the number three, four, five, and six brand.
Chu says Procter & Gamble's Duracell is a perfect example. Earlier this year, it used its market clout to bump Energizer batteries out of CVS drugstores. But for customers confused by all the competing razor blades, vintage simplicity is making a comeback. Online retailers of those double-edged safety blades your grandfather used say business is booming. And while replacement cartridges for the latest razors can cost more than $4 each, the retro blades are as little as 15 cents. In St. Louis, I'm Matt Sepik for Marketplace.
And finally, call it the Iceland edition. European airline EasyJet said today it's fitting its planes with a radar to detect volcanic ash. It's called the Airborne Volcanic Object Identifier and Detector, or AVOID. It should be able to spot ash clouds up to 60 miles away. In Los Angeles, I'm Stacey Vanek Smith, and this is the Marketplace Morning Report.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.